Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
This is High FM. Banks here. All right, how's it going? Waving at you. I'm waving at the microphone. There I am. Ryland's over there.
Waving at the microphone.
She's
morning.
Waving at the microphone. And engineer Jishnu is here.
Hello.
And Jishnu's waving at the microphone as well. A little wave. But a little embarrassed wave he's just done there. Like it doesn't count. Yeah, you didn't. You went like that, and then you sort of held back. You didn't actually give it like myself and George did. Hey! It's a double-handed way. Jish, you know our podcast?
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of feedback about it, and a lot of the feedback is about you.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's, I hate to say this, but it's really good.
Yeah, of course, I told you, right?
What?
That's why it's on number one on that chat.
It's number one because of you.
Oh my goodness.
I told you many times.
Oh, wow. Well, you didn't actually, but I'll go with that. It is number one on the comedy chart and
thanks
the iTunes
Jish,
chart. Yeah, thanks to Jish. So Jish, I think maybe we should give this to you and you can now do a bit and say hello to all your fans. Because there are
I don't think
some
I have
out
fans.
There. No, you do. A lot of people go, I love Engineer Jish when they message me about the podcast. So would you just like to do a little message that I can put on the podcast? In fact, I'll start the podcast with it this week.
Of course. Well, it seems appropriate now.
So can you start the podcast? This is a message from Engineer Jish that I'll cut out this little bit.
Okay.
And we'll start the podcast with this.
Hi, everyone. This is Jishnu. This is a message to my fans, not Robin and Josh. Keep listening to our new podcast episodes and download it and make us number one in the chart. Thank you.
We are number one in the chart.
Yeah, because of me, it is number one in the chart, and keep doing it again and again. Yeah.
Keep pressing play. In fact, don't listen to the podcast now. Just rewind this bit and play it again.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that'll do. Of course.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Madonna is reportedly dating a guy in his 20s.
Yeah, she's kind of stuck on that age bracket, isn't she?
It's not what you think. Unless, of course, you think that she wants to crack open his spine and suck the lifeblood out of his soul.
Holla!
He's 33 years younger than she is.
How old's her children? Because there's not much in it anymore, is there? It's kind of unpleasant.
It officially makes him the most age-appropriate guy Madonna has ever dated.
That's true, that.
Whether you're rich, your parking cars, your fate is written in the stars. You don't want to look like a dope, so please listen close for your horoscope.
Are you actually reading something? Or are you hiding from me?
It looks like I'm ignoring you, doesn't it? But no, I'm reading my star sign.
It's Gemini, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my personality.
Okay, what is it?
You will receive compliments today, not only from a loved one, but also from someone at work.
That was Kathy, someone else. Kathy Douglas.
Bound to be. You may have a special glow about you today that just draws kind comments.
Oh, I doubt it.
You may find yourself lunching with co-workers.
Caesar.
And enjoying conversations about past love relationships and lessons learned.
Maybe not Caesar.
Please not Caesar. Differences in social and personal expectations may be a topic as well.
Oh, hello.
I'm going to go home and have lunch on my own. I woke up,
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
April Fool's Day yesterday, and I don't think anyone even tried to pull a gag on me.
No one actually tried to pull a gag on me either.
So how did you get caught with an April Fool's Day gag?
I just looked at the internet. First off, Emirates got me. Emirates got me good. So this is what they posted. I'm going to come and show you. Now,
she's coming around.
In hindsight, just having looked at the name of the plane, should have...
Emirates unveils plans for the world's largest commercial aircraft, the triple-decker APR-001.
Looking back now, could have been a red flag.
Hang on. Includes a swimming pool, games room, gym, and park.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your reaction?
Oh my goodness, they're making airplanes in cruise ships. How can this even be safe?
Oh God, stop.
When will they be bringing these out?
Stop, you're killing me. Oh, no. You are killing me. Oh God.
APR 001.
I know.
You just got to look at it. You don't even have to be dyslexic to work that out.
Oh, so the other one was a friend of mine called Vicky.
Yeah.
Who works at a radio station that I used to. She reads the news. She has done for many years.
Is it Maury Firth Power Gold AM? Does she do overnights?
No.
Good morning. 3 a.m.
Lots of news.
Hope your bank holiday's going well. Here's the news.
radio gag.
Oh, stop!
God.
She posted on Facebook that she's now a fully qualified plasterer. And I was writing out a comment along the lines, you go, and I thought, oh no.
Oh, here we go again.
It's happened again.
The following radio show is endorsed by hip-hop pioneer DMX.
I don't drink coffee, sir. I don't drink hot liquids of any kind. That's the devil's temperature.
Boring.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
Morning.
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 Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
For generations, two villages in southern Tibet called Pasawa and Laxmipur have held an annual event called the Cursing Festival.
I wouldn't have Tibet down as that kind of place.
It's a chance for the children of each village to get together and hurl insults at their friends and neighbours.
The children?
A couple of days ago was the final day of this year's Cursing Festival.
And wow.
Two of the favourite insults at this year's event were, and I've got them just here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, no, this is okay. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Monkey face.
Oh.
I hope your sons are as ugly as frogs.
Right.
And?
Yes.
I hope your buffaloes die of diarrhea.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. I mean, come on now.
And if you can believe it, some of the insults are even more obscene than those. According to one teen, he says, we don't get to curse at any other time, but during the festival, we're allowed to, even in front of our parents. And we all have a jolly good time.
Yeah, but involving the buffalo is a bridge too far.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
And this is what you've been waiting for.
Yes.
If you never ever get your hopes up, you'll always be thrilled when things go well.
So, does that mean I should expect bad stuff or just expect nothing?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
And you'll never be let down if they don't.
Which sounds good.
Whenever there's a survey of the happiest countries in the world, Denmark usually comes out on top.
It does. It smashes it, doesn't it?
And one of the main reasons is that philosophy of low expectations.
Sorry.
No, I'm being serious.
I know, but that kind of makes me a bit sad. Like, no one thinks good things are going to happen.
There are 10 cultural rules called Junte Law that they try to live their life by over in Denmark.
Junte.
And basically, those rules set them up to expect life to be totally average.
Oh.
That way, they're happy when things go well and not too sad when they don't. This is not a joke. This is completely true.
Okay.
When you hear the rules, and I have them just here, you'll see that they're very different than the unofficial rules that we live by.
I'm interested to hear these because I'm more of the mindset, like law of attraction, where you expect good things to happen and you prepare for good things. So tell me.
You know, most people think, oh, be unique. You're special. And if you don't achieve the success you're entitled to, you got screwed. Here's Junte's 10 laws. Number 10, don't think you can teach anyone anything.
Well, I literally can't teach anything to anyone. Wow.
Number 9, don't think anyone cares about you.
Oh, not even mum.
Number 8, don't laugh at other people.
Well, how would we get paid? Like, we'd be out of work.
Number 7, don't think you're good at anything.
Oh.
Number 6, don't think you're more important than you are.
I feel like this is just breaking me down to rebuild me.
Number 5, don't think you know more than other people do.
Quite upset at this point.
Number 4, don't convince yourself you're better than other people. Number 3, don't think you're smarter than other people are. Number 2, don't think you're as good as other people.
What? I can't even go for as good.
Number 1, don't think you're anything special. There are 10 rules of life to live by, and if you do, you'll be like the people in Denmark, the happiest people in the world.
But it seems to me this is some kind of military academy of mindset where they break you not to expect anything, no one loves you, and then life would just be a bit better after that.
That's like my house. Morning, darling!
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Roiland.
All right.
Bella Tanner's here.
Hello.
And she's looking all pleased with herself.
I'm quite happy.
It's like a total change.
The thing that I've always gone into a salon going, completely change it. I want to go from black hair to blonde. And it's impossible to do. They've always gone, we'll do it in stages. So come back in 4 weeks. And I never do because I can't be bothered.
Right.
So this time I finally found somebody that would go, we're doing it all in one go.
And they did, didn't they?
Yes.
It's now pink.
It is now pink, yeah.
Yep.
And you've got long hair.
Yes.
Very long hair.
Well, it's actually a lot shorter than it used to be.
Yeah.
I think about 2 inches had to be cut off of it.
Yeah, there's a fair amount. Yeah. Off, but it looks good. It looks really good.
What style cut is that? Is that like a choppy cut?
It's like a choppy layered cut.
Choppy layered cut. And is that what you asked for?
Yes.
And it's pink.
It is pink.
Okay, now, if I get a haircut and a shave down with Cameron, it costs me 6 reels.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Yeah, it's not the same for girls.
So, obviously it's more. I'm going to say...
Okay,
I will say...
Put your guesses in.
...that it cost you 30 reels. And even that, if you came back to me and said I spent 30 reels, why are you looking at me like that?
Your wife lies to you about her hair.
Did it cost more than 30 reels?
Yes.
Wow.
How much do you reckon it costs?
I would say, now bearing in mind, mine's what, about 60 for just a colour and cut?
Yeah.
And you've had a complete change. You're looking around 90.
Kidding me?
87 reels.
90 reels?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
But what I was told...
Whoa!
Yeah, what I was told was that I needed to put aside at least 100 reals for the cut, for the colour, and if I had more damage, any more treatment that needed to be done.
87 reals.
Fucking.
And the great thing about this...
Oh, yeah.
..is that in 4 weeks it needs doing again.
What?
Your roots come through. Your hair grows, Robin.
That's just amazing.
And then you'll need a new handbag to go with it as well.
Exactly.
Robin Banks and George Roiland. Come on. On High FM.
Parents, do you have a hard time getting your kids to eat their vegetables? There's a really simple trick you can use to fool them into eating their veggies. Young kids will eat nearly twice as many vegetables as they would otherwise when they're given cool names like X-ray vision carrots, power peas, or dinosaur broccoli trees.
Really? They fall for that?
Actually, the trick works on adults as well.
Joe Wicks does that. You know, the trainer guy, he calls mini trees. Broccoli. Broccoli.
There's a separate study on adults found that people are 28% more likely to order seafood fillet when it's listed on the menu as succulent Italian seafood fillet. So, yeah. Adults are dumb as well. Anyway, I've been doing this for ages with my 5-year-old, and I can tell you firsthand, it works. Annie can't get enough carrots since I started calling them Marlboros. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it
up. Robin Banks and George Roiland on High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Roiland.
Good morning.
Today's show is brought to you by you, the lovely listener.
True that.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, fam.
If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even be here.
Big up yourself.
Along those lines, what time do you start listening at?
Holla!
Because we could come in a little later.
Yeah, like if it was, say, 8:30, I wouldn't mind.
As you can probably tell, we could do with the extra sleep.
No, I'm fine. I feel really good. 1, 2, 3,
ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Roiland. I could be the one to wake up with
High FM. I've got something to help you.
Is it diet related?
It isn't, no.
Is it little bald spot related? Remind me, I've got a story about when I got my hair cut.
Okay.
What they did to me.
Oh, really?
But what have, yeah. Oh, my, it was horrible. It was horrible, but I had to laugh. It was just, oh, my God.
This is to help you. Yeah. You know you struggle finding gifts for the other half?
Oh, yeah.
I walked past something this morning and you've missed a trick.
Really?
Yes. Check this out.
Okay, George.
In fact, it could be the two of you.
She's now taking her headphones off. She's coming round with her phone. There's a picture on her phone. And it... What the hell is that? It's a box. A unisex sauna suit.
There's two of them in there.
This looks like it was from 1980.
Yeah, that's you and Debs in the 80s in your sauna suits.
What's a sauna suit?
I have no idea.
Does anyone know what a sauna suit is? Can you give us a shout? Have you got a sauna suit? Does it work? Is it worth the realage?
What are the drawbacks of a sauna suit? In summary, I'm on.
That's the topic of conversation today.
There's going to be some chafing.
Robin Banks
He's stuck.
Like I was stuck.
Yeah, like, exactly like you were stuck.
And whose job is that?
That is his job.
Yes.
Jishnu the engineer is here. Well, he's not here. He's outside the building right now.
Well, I don't know how to fix that machine. There's nothing we could possibly do.
We have a fingerprint door opener machine thingy, which sometimes doesn't work. George got stuck outside. Luckily, I was in.
Yeah.
And Jishnu is now. I can see him out of the corner of my eye. I don't want to catch his eye.
Has he not tried to call you?
No, he hasn't tried to call yet. He's still... Well, it's technical, isn't it? He'll want to make it work. Because he's not going to come in and go, oh, the door's not working.
He's going to have to at some point.
He's looking really perplexed. He's looking
down. Because it's just not doing anything at all for that today.
So it's just nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
It's like it's crashed.
Yeah, I was out there for a good 5 minutes.
Okay, he's been out there for a couple of minutes. Right, now he's looking.
The other way.
Oh, he's in.
He's in?
Jish.
Like nothing's happened.
Yeah. Let's just pretend nothing's happened.
Okay.
Right, here he comes.
Morning.
Morning, mate. How you doing?
How's it going? Jishnu, the engineer's here.
Yep.
How's it going? You all right?
Yep.
Yeah? Good?
Yep. Yes.
Anything to tell us?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Everything working fine in the building?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's odd that you point at something and then say yes.
You were about to say something. You turned around to look at that area there.
Finger reel was not working.
Oh, really?
Really?
Why is that then?
I restarted that. No, it's working.
Oh, it's working now?
Yeah.
Did you fix it or did it just magically come back?
I just rebooted that. So
you rebooted it?
Yeah.
How can you reboot it from the outside?
Take out the power and plug in back.
Hang on, but that's the outside security.
Yep.
Yes, we can take that device. We can take out that device from the wall and we can take out the power.
Well, that's not secure, is it?
No, not at all.
This is
the worst of the
High
FM morning show.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got something to tell me?
Yes. I went to get my hair cut on Thursday. And Cameron downstairs.
Your buddy downstairs?
Yeah, he's my mate now.
Is he busy?
I was back in the chair like that, okay? So my head's back like that. And this other dude who works there comes behind me.
Oh.
He taps me.
Oh.
On the bald spot.
Oh, dear.
And he says to me, now, I've got a little bit of hair there. I mean, a little bit.
Yes, you do.
It's like fry tuck. That's what I'm like. And I know it, but it's behind me. And if there's ever a photo, there's a part of me that goes, oh, well, it's the light is actually making it look a lot worse. No, it's not. It's not. Because this other dude taps me and goes, where's your hair gone?
That's not great customer service.
No, it's not great customer service.
That's like if I was trying a dress and someone went, ooh, bit tubby. Well, I'm not coming back here, am I?
Oh, your bum does look big in that.
Yeah, it's not the trousers, it's your bum.
Hello, Hi FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, you.
Yeah, hello, nice people. All right. You're the nice guy.
Meres, don't start laughing when you say nice people.
I'm not laughing.
Meres said some lovely things about our podcast.
Well, which I'm happy with, really. I mean, because I listened to it yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a bit hilarious at some point.
A bit and hilarious at some point. Thanks, dude.
I nearly laughed out loud at one point.
Ha, ha, ha.
I love this guy. I love this guy.
All right. George and Robin. So yesterday, I got a notification and an email, and it says, Robin and George, we need your help. And I was like, whoa. April Fool's thing. And I opened it. Oh, these nice people, I need to do a review. And I went on and did all the reviews. And I'm very happy about doing that. However, I didn't win anything for months now with the IFM. I mean, come on, I didn't win anything.
Whoa. So, this is so terrible. So just because you've left us a nice review, you think now we should give you something?
No, don't give me anything.
I tell you what, we'll give you abuse. That's what we'll give you.
Plenty of that.
You paid it forward in the past.
Boring.
All right, here we go.
He knows it.
I've got work to do. You have a great day.
Busy, oh, busy.
Bye.
Love you, Meres.
Bye, Meres. Caught up in
your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up.
This is High FM.
It's High FM. Banks over here. Ryland's there.
Morning.
Morning. What's up with you?
I'm an idiot. I just went to put my my headphones in, not my proper radio ones.
What, your little earbuds?
Yeah, because the new trailer for the It is out, so I was just watching that.
16 inmates are at large after tunnelling out of a Mexican prison.
Oh, I heard about this. It's quite the tunnel. Isn't it about 16 inmates. It was miles, though, wasn't it?
It was a massive, massive tunnel. And so continues Mexico's relentless quest to have their prisons replace my neighbour's Wi-Fi network as the least secure thing on this earth.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit.
Okay, it's time for the big question. And the question is it okay for men to cry?
Men to cry?
Like he's never heard of this concept before. I mean, can they even?
Is it a film?
Is it a thing?
Yeah, sure, men can cry.
Yeah?
It depends upon the situation.
What about?
What's acceptable to you, Snoop?
What's the acceptable situation?
Emotional situations.
Yeah, well, we know that. You can't just burst out crying.
But, like, I mean, what? From, say, like, something in the family or Elmo losing his job? What of that?
Not losing the job.
Don't laugh at that. She was in bits.
I was in a cage of emotion. Yeah.
So men to cry, especially in public.
In public?
Yeah. I mean, that's a no-no for me. In public. Have you ever cried in public?
No.
No. What about if you turn on the TV and, like, there's a sad film on?
Yeah, I cry.
I found myself sometimes, if I'm watching football, and the underdog starts winning. So the
really?
Team, yeah. And I'm like, I can feel myself. Why are you laughing at that?
No.
Like, when Leicester won the Premiership, a little tear, even though I don't support Leicester.
That's a happy tear.
Well, maybe, but it's still crying, isn't it?
It's really weird talking about this with guys. Like, women, like, we all cry. I cry if I'm tired or because it's Tuesday or whatever, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm having a cry and that's it. But there's this tension in the room now.
Yeah.
Because you guys are talking about crying. You've obviously got really different opinions on it. Like, there isn't an acceptable level, is there?
Okay, so let's put this out there. Is it okay for men to cry? Can you give us a shout?
Please don't be crying at the time you call, though, because I find it awkward.
That might be good.
Hi!
You're not a man, obviously.
I'm not a man, and I don't think men should cry.
Why not? Why,
this
though?
They need to be the strong they have.
Yeah, but what about if...
What?
Yeah.
We're the stronger ones. We both know that.
What about if the dude loses a limb in an accident? Is it all right to cry then?
No.
No?
Well, that's a bit cold, isn't it? I mean, so there's literally never an occasion where it's okay. Ever, ever, ever.
What about if the guy is running, okay, and he's jogging and then he trips and he sprains his ankle and grazes his knee and there's no one around?
If there is no one around, then that's fine.
Oh, then that's fine, is it? Oh, right, okay. Who are you on the phone, you heartless woman, you?
I'm not heartless. I'm a very nice person.
You're very nice, some would say.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
What about if the guy is at a close friend's funeral? Is it all right to cry then? In your world?
It depends.
Ouch.
I think
he just needs to get a grip.
Get a grip. Would you say that to him? Would you say... Let's just say, in an alternate universe, me and you were married, okay? And we're at a funeral, and we get on brilliant. We've got a great marriage. And let's say we're at a funeral of a really close friend of mine, and I started tearing up. What would you do?
Snap out of it, Robin.
That's what she's thinking. She's thinking that. Would you give me a nudge and go, oi... Get a grip.
Yeah, I'll just give you
the... Wow.
Yeah, that'd be elbow in the ribs time, wouldn't it?
I'd tell you what happened then. Then it'd be divorce. And then you'd be crying and I'd be going, hey, snap out of it, love.
This is all escalating quite quickly. You only just got together. You've got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. on High FM.
So FM, Robin Banks.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, he's waving.
No, I was nearly waving. I wasn't waving at the time.
Now.
You said
I love
waving.
Doing that because your hand goes up or your brain's even registered.
I was bringing my hand up like that when you said he's waving. You couldn't see me.
I'm going to make you mad now.
Okay, come on then.
So I met some really nice ladies last night who loved the show.
Oh, new friends.
They said, new friends.
Hello, friends.
And they said some really nice stuff. And then yeah. I said, I've got to go because, you know, got to be up at 4 and I'd like to mention it. But 4 a.m. And they went, winked at me and went, yeah. You don't really though, do you?
Really?
Do you know what I did? I whipped my phone out of my handbag
I
and
do
went,
this.
Oh, I do! And I showed them all of my alarms.
I do that as well. That's crazy, isn't it? I hate the way people think you don't get up at 4.
No, you don't.
Or I get up really early as well. I get up at 6:30.
Oh.
Shut up! In the morning, we
gon' do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi, FM.
Oh, man. Hello, Hi FM.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Elias. Good morning.
Elias.
Yeah.
Elias, is it okay for men to cry?
Of course.
Of course.
I mean, no.
Wow, that was a dramatic turnaround.
So, have you just...
Why? Men don't cry.
Men do cry, Elias. That's what we're saying. And listen, you're not a man. How old are you?
10.
Ten, you don't cry.
God bless you.
Elias, you and me both know that that's a lie. You know that. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to your Uncle Robin and Auntie George.
Listen.
What?
You know song Bob Marley? No woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
Are you saying you don't cry because you haven't got a woman?
Oh, yeah.
And because if you cry, there's going
to
be no difference.
Dude, listen. We need a man to call, all right? So give us a call back in 8 years.
Okay. Show you really like Robin. All you listeners. Thanks. You'll be tuned in on your dial. Can't resist us. Bring us on your drive. You'll like our hits. Thanks. You are really gonna like all of our hits. Robin Banks.
All right, Smells.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I'm so tired.
Well, welcome to mornings. You've said you're tired. George yawns.
No, guess what time I went to sleep?
1 o'clock.
4 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you up till 4 o'clock in the morning?
I just couldn't get to sleep, so I just sat there going, please.
What time did you actually go to bed?
Yeah.
I was in bed by, like, 11. 11 o'clock.
I went to bed.
Just sat there just going, please. Because now it's, 2 hours till I have to wake up. That's nice.
But then, and then you start worrying about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went to bed about 10:30. And
9 o'clock.
Hello.
And that's the dream.
I went to sleep for must have been about 20 minutes, and then my phone went with a text.
Oh.
And then I could not get back to sleep.
Who was it?
It was somebody who used to work at this radio station.
Right. Who knows, you get up early.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be texting at that time of night.
What I do is I figure if someone texts me after I've gone to sleep, all bets are off. I'm going to text you when I wake up. Morning!
Right.
That's a good one.
The average person wastes 4,000 reels in their lifetime because of this.
I'm gathering it's not haircuts from your reaction before.
It's not haircuts.
It's not haircuts.
Okay, cool. I didn't waste my money then.
Well,
we're
I don't know.
We're probably both going to spend a lot more than that.
Guess what? Bella lied to her
no,
dad.
No,
oh, that's
don't
real
talk
fear.
About this.
Don't.
I know. You mentioned yesterday how much you spent on the air.
Yeah.
But you told your dad something different.
Yes.
See?
So we're not going to talk about it, Robin.
All right. So she didn't spend 70 reels.
No, she didn't.
No, I didn't.
She didn't.
So
she
we don't
did
talk
not
about
spend
it.
70 reels. It was more.
It was more.
It's a lot more. Even if you're really good with money, you're still probably going to make a few financial mistakes.
Coffee. Is it coffee?
If it's anything like I am, it's food. I ordered Hardee's when I got home from work yesterday.
Yeah.
I ordered Hardee's, but there's a minimum order, so I had to order something extra.
That's why they
didn't
do it.
Didn't eat the extra thing.
That's why they do it, isn't it?
Because I couldn't eat it.
What about all those DVDs that you've got? Oh, yeah, I'll get these. These will be worth some money in the future. I've still got some VHS tape somewhere.
Oh, same. Amazing. Yeah, we've got a Betamax at home.
Have you really?
Yeah, with the Italian job.
What's a Betamax?
What's a Betamax? Oh, she's so young. young. She's so young, isn't it? According to this, the average person will waste about 4,000 reals in their lifetime because of financial mistakes.
Like what?
All sorts of financial mistakes.
Let me see how many I can tick off already.
Right, bank fees, credit card interest, paying higher interest rates than we actually should, investment losses.
No.
No. Just general incompetence.
Yeah,
that's all of us.
I lost 500 reals once. It was disappeared from my purse.
There you go.
Why are you carrying around 500 reals?
Needed to pay my dad.
Oh my god. Goes back to the dad. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is High FM. Oman.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
So it's working.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good.
Cool.
Cool. Okay, bye then.
Is this another weird man thing?
Yeah.
Men do the weirdest things when they're together.
Jessie's behind me and he's just called me.
Yeah. And the thing is, you're both taking great delight in this. Like you're five.
I was just checking these lines.
Don't make excuses.
This is like when mobile phones first came out.
Yeah.
It's me. I know. You're sitting next to me. What are you doing?
Robin Banks.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
I woke up this morning
feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood.
Whoa, yeah.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
And I needed to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom, came back, switched my phone on, and it said 4 o'clock.
Right.
And I thought, oh, I'm really quite awake. This is okay. So I turned around, switched the light on, and then looked back at my phone and realised that it was actually 4 minutes after midnight.
Oh, because those are the two things
you're
not supposed to do if you want to get back to sleep.
What?
This is from Dr. Michael Bruce, who's a sleep expert.
Hello, Dr. Michael.
Never go to the bathroom unless you really need to.
Oh, no. I disagree with that.
So do I, entirely. Yeah,
because it's there.
I'm going to lie there thinking about it.
Exactly.
And also, don't look at your alarm clock or your phone.
But
it's
again,
the first thing I'm going to do. What time is it?
I know, because that lovely feeling, if it's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, that's lovely. There's so much more sleep to have.
Or there's no more sleep to be had.
Oh, I hate that. That's the worst feeling ever.
1, 2, 3, ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Higher Fun.
At my senior school, they decided one day they would bring in basketball for the girls and see how that went. And on my first lesson, the basketball went on my finger and it just brought it back.
Oh.
No, that's not good. That hurts.
Was this the first time that you've ever played basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
One of the only times I've ever played basketball.
And how old were you?
About 14, 15.
Okay.
So I went to see the school matron and she said, that's not broken.
Oh.
And then it was broken.
Or she broke it?
She broke it.
She broke your finger.
She broke it. I just had a look at it. I was like, oh, this is awkward, isn't it? She just broke it.
Oh, no.
Just broke my finger. But it gets weirder.
Of course it gets weirder. Yeah, it's a George Ryland story. It has
13
to get weirder.
Other people did that after me in the next 2 weeks.
What, 13 other people?
Broke their fingers into playing basketball.
From basketball?
Yeah, I know. So all the teachers are looking at me and you can tell they blame me. Like, you started this. So I was the only one. Actually, my finger didn't break in basketball. She broke it.
Everybody else's did.
Now it's time for the next thing that's gonna happen. And here it is.
James Everton is on this radio station. He's on from 4 until 7. And yesterday he was chatting about a mate of his who goes to the gym.
Right.
Once a week.
Once a week.
But this friend of his, what he does is he posts pictures like every day at the same time.
Right.
Of him in the gym. So when he goes to the gym once a week, he takes a load of pictures.
And then just posts them every day.
And then posts them every
day.
Wow,
that's peak lazy.
But this audio you've got from Everton is not about that story.
It's not about that, but I heard it yesterday when I was coming home from the gym.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't heard this, otherwise it would have sprung to mind,
right,
put it that way.
So what kind of music do I need for this bit?
Let me just give you the context first.
Oh,
Okay. Do you have a cleaner?
Yes.
Who's not your wife? Are you ever in when your cleaner's there?
Not in.
No one wants to be, right? No one ever wants to be in when their cleaner's there.
Okay.
This is what might happen if you were.
Lady who cleans my house, she was there while I was there, and that hasn't happened the whole time I've lived here. I've never seen her in action. So she comes in and she's super fast straight away. Boom, let's go. She picks up the mop, starts doing this, doing that, doing the other.
Okay, it's all right.
But then there's some things that you just... Some things that you just wish you didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know that the way she cleans my toilet...
What? Do we really want
to... Oh, yes.
That the way she cleans my toilet is by jamming the mop down. What do you do? You can't unsee that. You can't unsee that. I've been living happily for the past 8 months. She's been coming once a week, cleaning the floors, cleaning the toilets.
Oh.
But now I know she uses the mop for both.
Oh, God, I've got no...
You can't unsee that.
I've been in his house in bare feet.
Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What's she doing?
That was so sweet.
If you want to cough, do it on the mic.
No, no, I have to do it to have a nice voice.
You've got a
like
lovely
you
voice.
Guys.
Let me clear my throat.
A lovely mallard's here.
How are you today?
Yeah, really good. Mallard, I have a bit of a problem, which hopefully you can help me with.
Sure.
I keep getting WhatsApped by somebody, but it's in Arabic.
Okay.
So can you please translate that for me? I'm just handing Mallard my phone now.
Let's see.
Yeah. Is it a girl? What does it say?
Oh, wow. I did not expect that reaction. That was a...
Yeah.
Flirting?
No.
He's like, good morning. Are you at the office? Sorry for disturbing you.
Oh, wow. What should I do?
It doesn't seem that polite, though, in Arabic.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it dirty?
Yes.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me reply back to it. What should I reply back? Yes.
I'm not your honey.
No. Yes, darling.
Habibi.
At the office.
Is this a male or a female?
Because he is speaking to a female. I think he's a...
Hang on.
So he thinks Robin is a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, darling, I'm at the office. We'll have some fun with this. There you go. You got to get...
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.